Welcome to RCR Radio. I'm Ryan Kuiper, sitting down with the producer and editor of the River City Rant, Britt Crumley. Britt, tell your audience, what is the River City Rant?
The River City Rant is something great that we've created as a group of friends to hope to bring to you, the public, a chance to just escape your everyday life and enjoy and listen to comedic experiences and lifelong situations that hopefully you'll enjoy. So today, I'm going to present to you episode one of the River City Rant.
You're listening to RCR Radio.
Welcome to today's show, September 9th. I'm the host, Seneca William Wallace Dahmer, the co-host, the blackest man in the whole game, my man Wesley Kuipes.
Okay, not black, but I'm here.
The blackest man in the whole game. And my boy BT, always Monty Cromley. How you doing, BT?
Look, I'm always thin, but I'm always getting it in.
Always getting it in. Speaking of getting it in.
Neither is true.
Neither is true. Which, speaking of neither is true, my man, you need to upgrade, all right? And when I say upgrade.
Upgrade.
Exactly.
Beyonce.
Or Usher.
I hated that fucking commercial.
I fucking hate all those commercials.
I want to push Beyonce off the stage when she comes out.
I'm
like
sure.
One good time. Like
why did Ray Rice have her in the elevator?
Yeah. I wish Chris Brown and her got together.
If Chris Brown, Beyonce were in an elevator, what the fuck do you think would have happened? I don't think she would have been getting dragged out of that bitch.
I think Chris Brown would have got dragged out.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm rooting for Chris Brown.
Oh, you and me both. If I have to hear another Beyonce song,
all right.
I'll shoot myself.
Let's not promote man-on-woman violence right off the bat here.
Yeah.
No, this is the first show. This is the first show.
Episode one, RCR Radio.
We literally launched a minute and 35 seconds ago.
Listen. If China was beating up on Chris Brown, we'd be promoting that too, so don't hate.
Well,
right?
You know, it's not happening. But
so speaking of upgrading,
we
BT.
We don't hate. We impregnate.
Oh yes, exactly. See, we like our ladies. We like
just
our ladies.
Like the fucking Mexicans.
Speaking of which, coming from a guy who swam 1,200 miles.
I'm pretty sure that's on their state flag.
No, it's not. It's not three
country flag.
It's not three colors. It's one. And it's brown.
Yeah.
So
you think he's holding a snake, but really it's a condom. And it's ripped.
That should be UPS's motto. Not. It's for brown. Anyway, moving along. All right, so speaking of upgrading, my man BT has finally upgraded, but speaking of all of you else, you need to upgrade. You want to date and marry up, because it's like going to your phone carrier and your two-year service agreement is up, and they say to you, Kuiper, okay, let's just say, Kuiper, you have an Android. Droid. But anyway, let's say you have an iPhone 5, okay? Right now you have an iPhone 5. Mm-hmm. Say, how about this? Mm-hmm. I'm going to upgrade you, and I'm going to upgrade you to a 4, an iPhone 4. What do you think about that? What if I upgrade you? You have a 5, I'm going to upgrade you to a 4.
Like, did I walk in here with a Prius key around my finger? Like, do I look like a fucking sucker?
you might. Obviously, you're not Brit, and your flag doesn't have a snake on it. But
Ripped condom.
Yeah, a ripped condom. Yeah, exactly. My thing is a lot of women, they go out there, and not just the women, the dudes too. They go out there, they have a huge head because of breaking up with some
good-looking... inflated ego, right?
Extremely.
Like, I'm not talking like five heads here.
Exactly.
Big foreheads for those people who aren't in with the...
Exactly. We're not trying to... This isn't an old-school projection theater. We're talking about upgrading here.
You're talking about inflated egos, not huge foreheads that could power the JEA building.
Holy shit, I wish someone would, because my JEA bill is skyrocketing.
I know.
Speaking of JEA, upgrading is where we're at here, people. Upgrading. Women, men, upgrading. This is not a difficult topic that we're talking about here on our first show. It's not just cell phones. We're talking about upgrading. We're talking about a lifestyle, personality. We're talking about actually upgrading yourself.
After getting out of a relationship, right?
You get out of a relationship. Okay. Say say you're a 6 on a 1 to 10 scale, a woman or a man.
Or you yourself are a 6.
Boyfriend or girlfriend, you're a 6.
Personality-wise, what am I?
Don't downgrade yourself, okay? Don't go out there and say, hey, it's been a month or it's been a week or it's been 3 days or it's been four days. And you go out there and you just sleep with... something with a hole in a heartbeat. As most men would say, or as a woman would say, a shaft, or how would you call it, Kuiper?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. I just thought you were into cock. Anyway, so let's move on. So it's like, I mean, what everyone calls women or men, it's called breaking the slump. All right, so you're breaking the slump busting, because that's what happens to good-looking people like ourselves, because we're good-looking motherfucking people. I believe we're all 8s in this room, but I'm sure there's several.
Let's go to what? 20?
A 10.
I'll take 8.
I'm sure.
Not only that, I mean, I thought we were talking dick size, so I'll definitely take 8.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, as Adam Carolla say, you know, the I call it the Carolla cock sizing, is what I call it. That's measuring your cock from the center of your asshole twice around the balls, just past the penis. I call that the CCS, the Carolla cock sizing. So as my man Adam Carolla would say, measure from the center of the asshole, twice around the balls, just past the tip of the penis. I call it the CCS, the Carolla cock sizing.
Well, how about you got it.
All right, why don't you suck Carolla's dick then? Jesus Christ!
If he were here right now,
get the fuck off the podcast. Yeah. Go suck Carolla's dick.
Anyway, let's move on because we're talking about slum busting here and not talking about me blowing Carolla.
Well, okay? It sounds like it. Jesus Christ! Half the people listening to this don't even know who Carolla is. They're like, my car? Who's my car? You're talking about my car?
Ah, Mr. Carolla. Anyway, let's move along. So anyway. Because what happens to good-looking people like ourselves on an 8 from a scale of 10 is we all get shit-faced and we take home the 3 on the scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah,
and
that's just pure necessity.
It is, because you're just trying to get a nut off.
No, we're all animals.
We are. Genetically, we're all animals. We're beast.
I'm like, we're beast. I compare myself when I go out, just like what you're saying. Sometimes we settle for the 3s. I'm a Leo, all right? As lions do, male lions
they hunt,
do.
They
no,
prowl.
No, we don't. If you know the African hierarchy,
Bafana.
the African lions out there. Listen to this. The female lions are the ones that hunt, right? They do all the work. They give out all their energy to track down the zebra or whatever. And then the male lions just wake up from their nap. It's like, oh, what's going on? I'm hungry. Let me get over here and just, you know, eat all the food that you guys caught. That's exactly how I go about. You know, if I really want to go out and hunt like that at bars, I'm looking for the lazy, you know, pretty much as you would say, like the zebra that's limping, maybe with a broken leg, maybe the one on crutches. Like, that's what I'm looking for.
Oh, so you're looking for the
easy prey,
the limp, the drunk chick.
Yeah,
as the great Africans would say,
don't call me a predator.
Kamajibanana. They get off in there, they say their rant, as I would say my rant, and they get up in there and they get the weakest link. So you're saying you go up in there as
no,
the weakest
just sometimes,
link?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Like sometimes, like if it's been like a month and a half, 2 months, yeah, I'm looking for the weak wounded one out there.
what I'm trying to say, because you're making absolute sense here.
Yeah.
And my man,
I'm just trying to give credence to those that you're about to talk about. But the reason why they settle for the 3 is because they're animals and they really don't want to put as much effort into.
They are. In the African plains.
But is it effort or self-esteem?
It's a sliding scale, because the prettier the chick, the more effort you put in. And honestly, it depends. Like, if you're between paychecks, Like, you're obviously you're gonna drop, it really does honestly because you know it's either we're either going home in the cab or you know I'm getting you on the front of my beach cruiser. It's
exactly and what Kuiper's trying to say is it's like being a wild beast in Kruger National Park, okay? You're in the African plains, you're in the wide open field, and you're a wild beast in Kruger National Park, and you got to hunt for the beast. And that's how it goes in the game, especially here for the ladies and men. You want to hunt for your prey. You don't want to be the one being hunted. And
that's always weird to be hunted at the bar, especially as a male. Have you ever been hunted at the bar as a male?
It's kind of it's very intimidating because you don't know what to do.
I've been hunted at the gay bar.
Well, we all can't just be at Bo's Oral Reef Aquif all the time.
Hey, God damn it!
Not that we discriminate whatsoever. I mean,
what are you fucking bigot?
As Costanza would say, if that's what you're into,
I'm pretty sure that's where you know. If I'm definitely in between paychecks, I'm definitely going to Bo's because they'll pay for my drinks. And I'm kind of one.
Well, speaking of Bo's, let's go ahead and talk about the Bo Sox.
The Bo Sox?
What the fuck? Who watches baseball, Homer?
I'm watching baseball because
right,
my Honus
Wagner.
Yeah,
Honus Wagner.
All right, Ty Cobb. Yeah,
Ty Cobb.
You sack of fucking ball licking shit.
Jesus Christ, baseball.
Yeah,
great. Three of the five listeners that we have just fell asleep just when you said that.
well.
Oh, baseball? That's what really knocked me out. I was gonna take NyQuil, but you just talked about baseball, so I'm gonna go to sleep.
I did talk about baseball. It's like
so. Stop it.
Okay. Well, then let's change the subject. Let's talk about this subject that you've been wanting to talk about for quite some time now.
Manscaping.
And we can talk about manscaping. Right, let's go ahead.
Exhibit 1A, manscaping.
Okay.
No, it's from Twitter. We've got a lot of response. People wanted to talk about manscaping this week on Twitter, so I figured we'd give them some tips, at least my tips.
Tips on how to grow the tip.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
And we'll call this segment "Growing the Tip" by Kuipes.
I don't know about that, but we'll call it something better than that. We'll call it manscaping.
Listen,
put me on the spot
here. I was just going to talk about
shaving your balls, and you guys want to go into a segment. Let's put some music behind it.
Kuipes, it's all right. You know what? I'm going to compare manscaping to women wearing fucking flats, okay? You look ridiculous in your fucking flats. I'm sick and tired of seeing women wearing flaps. I get it.
Are you against manscaping?
No. I'm fully with manscaping.
What's wrong with girls wearing flats? I can't stand it.
Women,
wedges.
Women wearing wedges? Okay. So you're telling me you don't want to see a woman wearing wedges?
No. Go back to fucking 2003.
Holy shit. I'd rather... I don't know if you're on me. Obviously, you're not on me. But I love it.
That's in the next
episode.
Don't
get flattered, ladies. That's in the next episode.
Yeah.
You'll hear that.
RCR Radio After Dark.
First off, let's go ahead and get a little bit of our station
identification.
Here we go for Kuipes station identification. Thank you.
You're listening to the River City Rant on RCRradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter at River City Rant. So go back. You know what? Go back to manscaping because you cut me off there and started talking about flats for some reason. So manscaping. What's your take on that?
Manscaping. I mean, listen, man. I mean, we're adults now, okay? When we were younger guys, we thought it was all about one thing, and it was all about getting the ladies, making them happy, and doing our own thing. But
when did you start manscaping? What age?
You know what? Fuck that, dude. I like growing the bush completely out. Give him something to sprout. You know, like show him something to sprout.
Give him something to spread.
I'm not a fan of that.
When they're getting head.
Listen, my man BT. Listen, I gotta love my producer BT. He's always in the game.
That's
he
gross,
comes in
though.
The game. He comes all over the game. I love it. But
that's the policy.
That's why he's like my man Doves, and he's in and out of the game with the quickness. The reason why me and Kipes are, and he's on the mics, it's because we're always on top of the game, and we're always on top of manscaping. Manscaping is like a way of life. It's everything.
And what brand do you go with? Do you go single blade, double blade?
Well, first of all, what's your level of manscaping? Do you shave?
It's everything. You got to shave every. Okay, listen. You go with the clippers. Yeah. Okay, I'm on a one guard. You go with the one guard. You shave it all off.
Yeah.
And then you go in with the what I call the Wrecking Crew. I go with the Mach 4 blade. You go in with the Wrecking Crew.
Where? Ice sculpture?
Shit, man. I'm like the Picasso of ice sculpture.
Yeah.
When it comes to.
Honestly, when you take a razor to your balls, it's almost like it's that feeling you get when you're playing Jenga. You're like, you're just trying to. You just don't want to fuck up, you know?
Exactly. It's like that stick game where you're pulling the sticks out and you don't want the things to drop all the way to the bottom. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm like Jack and the Beanstalk, baby. Yeah. I wanna manscape the stalk.
The grain, like.
Yes.
You know, like.
Sometimes you go with the grain. You got to go slow against the grain. If you've got a rough blade, an old blade. You got to switch it up. But using the Mach 4 blade or whatever blade you're using, I'm not giving Mach 4 a stint here. Women appreciate it. But they appreciate it. And BT, I don't know, because obviously we all know now at this point that you're not about shaving.
Yeah.
But maybe
do you get any complaints?
Maybe it'll give you a little bit more length on that 4.5 inches.
Sometimes about, you know, when they got a spread to give head, right?
Well, I'm more of a Miracle-Gro type, so like I love to sprout from within. So like it's like they're winning every time. It's like a scratch off, you know. They don't know what they're gonna get because like the bush covers it all, and they just like, you know, it's scratching that winning.
All right, Jesus Christ.
Chia.
That's gross.
All right. He's like a chia pet over there. Who knows?
Is he gonna cut it down?
Is he gonna shave it off? Who knows?
All right, but manscaping's done. Thanks, Twitter, for your stupid.
Thank you for our Twitter post. Once again, you can see us at rcrradio.com. Download us. We've got a sports segment there as well. You can also see us at River City Rant on Twitter.
At River City Rant on Twitter.
Follow us there.
Go there. Tweet us some jokes. Tweet us some suggestions, anything you guys want us to talk about, and we'll do that. Next thing, kind of going same kind of thing, a segue, I guess you'd say, from manscaping. The company Band-Aids. All right. Jeff, I know you were doing some research before the show.
I did a little bit of research.
A little bit of research about this. And actually, it was brought to my attention by a friend of mine back in Tallahassee when I went to FSU about the company Band-Aids. It's been around for quite a while. And we all know the signature color of a Band-Aid is
tan.
Tan or
color.
Caucasian, that's a color. I don't know if you would say that, but it is, no, in my opinion. It's a race, but I mean,
you're spot on.
It was a buddy of mine that I went to sociology class with, and he actually did a. Yeah, well, I minored in it. I better. And also, he
minored in minors.
Believe me.
That's about all he minored in.
God.
Anyway, let's move on to Band-Aids.
Band-Aids.
So, I'm gonna steal this one from you guys.
Okay, go ahead.
Because we all know you minored
in
minors.
You did the research. I brought it up, and you kind of
Band-Aid,
took off with it. So,
Band-Aid, a fantastic company brought to you by Johnson & Johnson, a company that was invented in 1920 by Johnson & Johnson by a man named Earl Dixon. This man, my man Earl, actually created a Band-Aid for his wife Josephine, who frequently cut and burned herself while cooking. And I mean, fantastic.
What a DB.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to create something that's going to protect my wife while she's cooking for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fantastic. And here we are almost a century later, still perfecting the Band-Aid, but not like my man Kipes was saying, not completely perfected, because we're still on the beige Band-Aid.
The beige Band-Aid.
The beige Band-Aid. I call it beige because, you know, a lot of my friends call myself beige because I'm a ginger. Dude,
you're about two shades.
What the fuck do you mean,
beige? He's two shades lighter than chocolate, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. That's not...
All right, so I am a ginger.
You have a fucking Hanes t-shirt on.
Yeah. Thanks. I appreciate it. This is coming from a guy with a snake on his flag.
Yeah.
So, all right. If I didn't have if I couldn't even tell if he was wearing sandals tonight because that's how brown he is. So, Band-Aid was created, like I said, by this man Earl Dickinson for his wife Josephine, who frequently cut and burned herself.
But he was racist
while cooking
because he started off. Well, okay, my
thing is, Kipes.
He probably wasn't raised. My bad.
He's okay. Not. He's actually a beige.
I jumped the shark with that one.
A beige man. But my thing is, 54% of the United States now
is a minority color.
Is of the urban folk, which
or brown. A brown.
Yes.
A brown complexion.
The brown is getting down.
The brown does get down, as Bobby Brown would say.
That's fine. That's sexy. I love it.
I like it too.
Okay, so then why is Band-Aid still white? Why hasn't there been a brown Band-Aid? Why is there a Ninja Turtle Band-Aid?
A century later.
African-American or a darker shade of brown? Tell me about it.
We've got Dora the Explorer.
Okay.
Band-Aids.
Yeah.
We've got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
We've got, every Band-Aid that you could possibly think of.
The whole point of the tan Band-Aid is so it doesn't draw attention from people who are talking to you. So they're like, ooh, look at that dude's fucking genital.
You know what we need? Here we go. We didn't even bring this up, people. Like we didn't even bring this up. We need chameleon Band-Aids.
Well, they do have the clear ones.
Band-Aids. They have the clear one, but they don't have Band-Aids
adapt not good enough
to your skin color. We need chameleon Band-Aids.
Okay.
There it is.
All right.
We have chameleon cars.
All right,
we have cars that are chameleon, but we don't have chameleon Band-Aids.
See you in 10 years when you get your fucking doctorate just to make chameleon paper, dude.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And also enjoy your $200,000 of fucking student loan debt.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's why we're here on this podcast.
And by that time, we'll be able to grow skin. So you'd be like, oh, fuck. Back to fucking. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm a exactly.
I don't want to shit anybody's job right there.
No, it's all right. But with the Band-Aids, I mean, I'm on boat with you tenfolds. Maybe we shouldn't be talking about it on the air. Have you
seen a black person with a
never. Never.
With a tan Band-Aid on.
Never.
Never
a tan.
Oh, come on, dude.
So you've never seen a black person.
I have seen it because it draws
with
my
attention.
Oh, a tan
Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I have.
I'm saying it draws my attention because I'm like, oh, that's – oh, because it stands out. But on a white person, like,
well,
maybe I wouldn't even notice that.
Well, Kipes, and not to bring
it's
up a sore subject, but
it's,
I'm gonna, what about a white man with colored tattoos on him?
What about that?
Well, I mean, look at a white man with colored tattoos on it. Okay. I mean, it stands out like a sore thumb. It's awful looking. But you see a black man with regular tattoos on him, not colored. It looks good. It looks good on my boys, especially NFL players.
I don't know what you're getting at. I'm going to go back to the Band-Aid.
It's fine. That's fine. Go with
gentrification with the bandages, right? They want you. They're forcing the black people to wear white Band-Aids.
Yeah, I don't agree with either. Maybe
no,
you know
no,
what?
No.
It is. It really is.
A century of Johnson & Johnson.
Listen, if I was black, I'd be like, if I was like a 45-year-old black guy and I scraped my knee while doing yard work or whatever, I'd be like, I'll take the Ninja Turtles over.
Whoa. Did you say you're a 45-year-old black man doing
yard
work? I'm
just saying, like, that would be my...
and I both know that's not his own yard.
Whoa. Wow.
Come on. Let's be fucking real
funny.
Here. All right?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm South African in my blood. I might be a ginger, but I'm a tan ginger.
Africans are racist as shit.
Oh shit!
Fits right in.
A lot of my family's from Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Zambia, South Africa, and maybe that's why they stayed there.
They're all
but listen,
the boy.
I'm a brother from another mother. Let's put it that way.
All right.
I might be red in the head. I might be best in bed, but hey.
Okay.
That's what we do. I'm still from the motherland.
Another thing about Band-Aids, they're also sexist. Not only are they racist, they're also sexist. Well, because this was kind of what I was saying about the segue when it came to the manscaping thing. Like, when I was talking to you about going you know, about the grain, navigating the grain down there. What happens, you know, if you're a little, you know, lackadaisical and you get a little nick?
So have you chopped up your I've
done it
your
once
D?
Or twice in my amateur days.
Are you really going to put a Band-Aid on your D?
I've thought about this for about 5 or 6 years, ever since.
BT, have you ever put a Band-Aid on your D or ever attempted to put a Band-Aid on your D? Please.
That's the problem.
Please chime in here.
This is
I'm begging you.
I just go full lotion and with the motion.
I mean, how bad of a cut? Are you using the back of the Mach 4?
No, man. Like, honestly.
I mean, did you go right. sideways with no, it? Bro, that's the only way you can possibly cut yourself that
ladies
drastically.
And gentlemen, we all know the penis is very vascular.
Very delicate.
No, it's very vascular, too, man. It's a lot of blood flow going down there. If you snip the wrong place,
for some of us,
it's very it's hard to stop. It's hard to it's hard to stop.
Listen,
it's hard to stop the bleeding. Okay, so here, let me tell you my story. God damn it,
go on.
All right, so I'm sitting there and I'm bleeding. All right, I got a bleeder. This is a scene out of something about Mary.
From Deliverance.
Okay.
It sounds bad.
I was scared too.
This is your cock or your ass?
Jesus. Yeah. Let me talk about it. Let me get this out.
Go on.
Let me get this out. Let me get
apologize.
This off my chest.
We apologize. BT, calm down.
Let this be a counseling session.
Okay, go on.
For you guys.
Go on.
Maybe some forbearance on this. So, all right. So I snipped myself, bleeding. All right. So I rushed to my little
your genitalia.
No, okay. I reached to my medicine cabinet. I grabbed some Band-Aids. You know, like
did you apply pressure?
Listen. All right, so I'm sitting there. I'm sitting there, and like after shaving and shit like that, you know, you get a little blood flow going anyway because you're having your dick in your hand. You're like stretching it out, getting all the weird angles to make sure you don't cut yourself. Well, I cut myself. So at that time, I had a little blood flow going through Mr. John down there. So. At that time, I was able to put a Band-Aid on at that point. Okay, I was able to put a Band-Aid on that point, and it worked.
Stopped circulation. Okay,
it stopped everything. It was fine.
Stopped the bleeding.
But I went to work, and they had the AC cranked up there, and I got a little shrinkage, and the Band-Aid fell off. And next thing you know, man, I'm like bleeding through my underwear. So, like, I'm pissed off that Band-Aid, after all these years, hasn't made a Band-Aid for the flaccid penis.
I like how he said he was pissed off. No pun. But did you pee on your balls at all? Or
it was a bad cut, bro. All right, I don't want to talk about it. I was out of the game for a while. I don't talk about it.
It was a bad cut.
It was a bad cut. I wrote a letter to Gillette.
Gillette, wait, yeah. Well, hold on. How did Band-Aid get involved after Gillette? Oh, so Gillette.
Well, Gillette cut me, and Band-Aid didn't do its job because they don't have a.
Because you can't do your own goddamn job.
Yeah, listen.
What I'm saying is get an expandable Band-Aid. That's all you got to do. Get one that goes with the flow.
If I'm an alcohol company and you get drunk the wrong way, it doesn't mean you can sue the alcohol company for getting drunk the wrong way. Yeah. Just because you pour the alcohol up your ass.
That's the best way.
doesn't mean you can sue the alcohol company because you got drunk the wrong way. As in Gillette, if you
don't
shave.
Don't come to one of our keg parties.
If though. You shave. Well,
if
yeah.
you do. You're the first one to take a keg
that.
Stand.
That puts keg stand in a totally different perspective for all of our listeners. Anyway, we have a keg party in 2 weeks. You're all invited.
Bring your own enema.
It's
sharing this time.
BYOE, bring your own enema. That's
B-Y-O-E.
What we're calling it.
The best party.
The best party ever. By RCR Radio.
We're all in pajamas with like we're all in like onesies with the button down butts and stuff like that.
Oh gosh.
Down,
yeah. Yeah. It's
you
like,
do me, I do you.
it's like having your own entryway.
God, can you imagine what kind of party would that be like? It'd be fun. Definitely waivers would be signed at the door and also probably you know, all types of confidentiality waivers because we don't want that getting out. So, yeah, thanks for listening to rcrradio.com. Follow us on Twitter, by the way. Tweet us your ideas. Also, if you visit rcrradio.com, we have sports talk on rcrradio.com. It's with JU sports and media director Patrick Wilkins, who
that's the man.
He's
the
man.
Our,
he was on
Pat.
1010XL the other night. Gave us a great shout out.
Listen to Pat. He's
with,
the best
on Miller on 1010XL. So go there, click subscribe, click on the sports talk on rcrradio.com. Listen to them.
And please listen to RCR Rant of the Day. We're ranting, riling, and raging.
Yeah,
Kipes.
This is your podcast. So let's get back into it. What else are we going to talk about?
We're gonna go off. We're gonna finish our show out with
finishing the show. We got some time left.
Oh, well, we got some time left because we're gonna go into my last rant. Because we started our show out with a rant, we gotta finish it with a rant. So, Kipes, before we do that, let's pay some bills.
The River City Rant is brought to you by Bruce Wang at Wang's Auto World. A happy wife is a happy life. Might as well get her something nice.
I'm Bruce Wang from Wang's Auto World. The biggest sign in the whole wide world is up on the street. You come down to Bruce Wang's Auto World, you get the best price. You get the best price ever. And I bring you the presentation of a lifetime. I bring you real customer service, real customer everything you need. So just listen to one of my great, great customer reviews. Hello, welcome to Wang Wild World. What you in here for?
Hey, you're that guy from the commercials. Wow, it's crazy.
We have best commercials on time. Best commercials on time, run best time. Best time slot. Better, we put commercials.
Yes. Yeah, it's everywhere. I see it all the time. It's pretty annoying. But I mean,
probably stayed late up night. You see our commercials. Best price in town. Best price in town.
That's why I'm here. My buddy bought a car from there. I guess your commercial.
When buddy bought a car?
A few months ago.
It don't matter. Low price. Lowest price here. Of course your buddy buy.
That's what he said.
Of course your buddy buy here.
That's why I'm here. I haven't bought a car in a long time, and now
how long time? Why did you not buy here last time?
I don't think I lived here at the time. Actually, I lived in
wherever you come from, you can always come Big Wang.
Yeah, Big Wang.
Big Wang. You not see sign outside?
Oh, I saw the sign. The sign I could see from 3 miles away. It's huge.
Well, every woman see Big Wang 3 miles away. My Wang biggest.
It's funny you said that. My wife was the one that pointed it out to me, so that's
all women know how big Wang.
So anyway, I don't really talk about that portion of what she said about it. But
you here to buy your car, right? You have cash?
Not that amount of cash. I have a check. And I mean, is cash better? I don't.
Cash always is safe. Can we always say cash? Always say cash first. But if we must do check. I'm about to do credit check.
Credit check for my check.
Credit check really easy.
That's fine, but I don't
Hold up your arm. Hold up your arm. Put an arm next to mine.
Shouldn't we look at cars first?
No, no. We do a credit check. We see a check good.
Like pre-approval type thing?
Yeah. Of course. Okay. You put a form next to form. We do a credit check.
All right. Well, shouldn't I pick out a car first?
No. I must make sure to check good.
All right. Well,
put your arm. So you got your arm next to mine.
You only put my arm out there. Why?
It must be wider than mine.
Okay. So, all right. There's my arm. And yeah.
Yes.
It's definitely wider than yours, which is.
Yeah. You're quite good. Your check cash.
That's it. That's all I had to do.
That's a 2 second approval.
What happened if my arm was darker than yours?
Don't worry about that. We do fast credit check everywhere. Don't you see commercial?
Wait a minute. If my arm was darker than yours,
No.
I've gotten this.
That's good law. I do Asian change Chinese check of credit.
So that's a Chinese credit check.
Chinese credit check. Always looking for them.
Okay, we're in America, but I mean, it's fine.
Chinese credit check work here in America.
Hey, I'm fine. I always like
when. What kind of truck you want to buy?
Truck?
Car truck? We sell all.
I guess, I mean, you said it. I guess I'm looking at trucks.
You Americans always want big truck. Big truck over compensate. Over compensate. Boom, boom, boom. All you want to do is hunt.
I'm not a hunter, but.
All you want to do is hunt.
No, I just, you know, I have some tools that I want to drag around sometimes.
What kind of tool you got?
I don't know.
Won't use the tools. I know you won't use the tool. Americans think they must have tool big truck.
Trucks are just useful. They have a space where I can.
Big truck, big tool. Over compensate. I understand.
No, that's not it.
Big way now, of course, but American had to.
Okay, listen. My wife's in the car, so I mean.
Why really your wife in the car? She come inside.
She doesn't like.
Let her come inside.
She doesn't like doing the whole
car. I left. Come inside. Wife back seat.
Yeah, no, she's in the front seat.
Oh, front seat?
Yes.
But I love come inside. I come inside.
And then I check out Bassie.
Wait, no, hold
no,
on.
No, 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 gonna, don't.
No one's coming inside anywhere. She doesn't want she doesn't she want to come inside. She's fine out there. So
no, I mean, no, no, no. Me, wife, check backseat. Make sure backseat big enough.
Yeah, of what, the truck?
No. Big Wayne must check backseat with wife every time. Prior to buy. Prior to buy. How you know backseat work? Backseat will work if Big Wayne check out.
You and my wife have to check out the backseat.
Well, you go bathroom. It's real fast process, just like credit check. Just like credit check, I check out backseat.
This is getting a little weird.
No. You cut check?
Yeah, I mean, I have a check.
You like truck outside, right?
Okay, honestly, let's just get this process going a little bit farther. How much is the truck? I mean, my wife doesn't need to be involved in this at all.
Which truck you want?
I don't know, that silver one over there, actually.
Oh, my, come by this morning, $5,000. But you have it for 2,000 extra.
How is it, your cousin bought it, still here, how's it on
But my cousin's not here yet. But
so,
I guess it's still for sale,
right?
No, cousin wanted it unless you pay $2,000 more.
Why couldn't I pay like $500 more? Why $2,000 more?
$2,000 more, your truck yours.
Okay, listen. I guess you know what. Maybe we're not gonna be able to do business today. If I honestly, this has been a
$2,000 more. What's $9,000 to American?
Four.
$2,000. Two plus two on Tuesday equals $9,000.
No.
Just cut check.
Listen, this
cut
is
cut check
getting,
your credit good.
Your math is really bad, actually.
No, math great.
I guess now I see why you're in America.
No, Big Wayne. Big Wayne never always cut deal.
I guess, you know what?
Big Wayne, that truck had big backseat for your wife.
Hey, buddy, listen.
No offense.
That's kind of a thing. That's the reason why she's out in the car. She didn't want to be over here getting...
But Big Wayne, driver. Big Wayne had best deal. Why are you trying to cut Big Wayne?
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say that I got to go. Because it's just
You know what? How about Big Wayne tell you to go? So fuck you. My cousin buy truck. My cousin got drunk, so fuck you. Get the fuck out of Big Wayne's water world.
All right. Well, I'm definitely going to yell
get
the
out.
Shit out of
get
this.
Get out.
This has been a ridiculous experience.
That must have been a terrible experience for you, Ryan.
Well, I can't believe you guys recorded the day my wife left me for Wing. All right, well,
bong.
Geez. I didn't know that was going to be the commercial, guys.
Well, surprise, surprise. I'm sure your wife is happy with the Wing that she came out with.
I'm going to use it as a point 1A, exhibit A. For my divorce lawyer coming up.
Well, at least we all have it on.
You guys heard that shit, right?
At least we
I
all...
wasn't making that up. I'm glad you guys actually were recording it.
At least it's the number one. At least it's the number one video you have for your.
It's also the number one dealership in town. I don't know how the fuck it is.
Wang's Auto.
Take your wife there.
He'll try out your wife in the back seat.
And
seems like a fantastic kind of guy.
And no extended cab trucks.
But is it necessary that Mr. Wang tried to go number one in the backseat with your wife, who was your number one?
Hey, I'll tell you the truth, after everything said and done, I got a great deal on a car.
Yeah, but could he do it in an S10 extended
cab? An S10 extended cab.
He's a little guy, but he does fit. He's small things come in big packages. I mean, big things come in small packages, so.
Yes. He probably could have gone number one in the back of your ZX71, which was the old
He was talking
S10.
About compensating. I mean, the whole time I was thinking about, man, what about your sign? But the whole time I could see this huge bulge in his pants, and I was like, Jesus, that dude's got a big dick.
Well, if you're comparing that to huge, I don't know what you're comparing.
That's not an egg roll. That's
I think
the number 10 from Taco Bell.
I think that was more of a Nachos Belgrande, yeah. in the Wang punchline.
Yeah, but fuck that guy.
Let's go with my final rant, which is number one of the night, which I think is not number one, which is washing your hands after going number one. So, Ryan, you go to the bathroom, you go to the stall, and you go number one.
Yeah.
You're only using one hand. Are you washing both hands?
I'm not a very good interviewee for this.
Yeah, speak for yourself. Yeah. I grew up. I lower my dick to the urinal.
Yeah, really? I grew up, and I realized that eventually, because I'm always trying to find out new ways to do stuff, better ways to do stuff. I'm an innovator, and I found out the best way.
You sit down.
No.
we all know how that worked out for our 47th president of the United States.
No, we're...
Because he was an innovator as well, because he didn't go number one.
We're doing... I don't even touch my penis. I don't.
Well, that's what happens after you pee on your balls.
I've learned not to touch my penis when I go number
I personally necessary think that it's not necessary to not wash your hands after going number one. Unless you're working out in this heat that we're dealing with here in Florida. I'm in air condition all day in an office, and I personally don't think that it's necessary to wash my hands.
That's gross, though, man.
I don't know about yourself.
Are you skin to skin, though?
I'm an uncircumcised guy.
If I'm wearing shorts, I pull up the leg.
I'm circumcised. I had to state that fact. I'm circumcised, so I don't have to deal with schmegma.
No one gives a shit.
Well, I don't deal with schmegma. That matters a lot, but I don't know about you. If you're uncircumcised and you have to deal with schmegma all
day. What's funny is I compared Przinski's jersey to a smeg rag yesterday. That's funny you bring up
Przinski. Przinski, for y'all that don't know, is number 42 for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Jacksonville fans know.
And
he's that guy.
He's awful. He's been on our team for six fucking years, and he should not have been.
Like, if you look real closely in the middle of a play, he's that guy squatting in the middle of this field taking a shit. That's him, because that's what he does. He shits himself.
We like to call him the 13th fan.
Oh, look at Przinski.
But he's really 12.
Wow,
and
he's got the best
anything.
Seat in the house, and he's getting paid $380,000 a year.
Because really, he's the 13th fan, and the 12th fan is the ball, who is scoring a touchdown for the opposite fucking team.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Przinski must have ate corn last night. Because I can see that turd that he just laid in the middle of the fucking field.
So, Przinski is what you're implying. Przinski's our schmegma on the field.
No, he's, like I said, anybody who owns his jersey better be using it as a smeg rag and get some actual use out of that. And then if you're not using it, burn that shit.
So,
just burn it.
Are you implying Przinski's schmegma rag? Are you saying the Przinski schmegma rag is kind of like the Ray Rice jersey now?
In fact, if I was to market Przinski's jersey as a one-of-a-kind schmegma rag, I would probably get more buys on Amazon than the actual jersey itself. Well, I'd be like, look at this high-quality schmegma rag for your schmegma. Rag.
Actually, something we
actually has the number 40 on it. And
42.
It's of the Polish descent. And by ski, we mean your ski.
And as Przinski would say, Nostrovia. Because that's what the Polish do. They drink a lot. And they love
enough talking about our fourth string safety on the Jaguars.
Our fourth string safety and schmegma. But speaking of which, and we're talking about Przinski schmegma all over the field in his shitty jersey, let's go into some real news with what's going on right now, and that's Ray Rice. His jersey, actually in a pizzeria up in Baltimore, I saw a pizzeria representative that said they'll give out free pizza if you bring in your Ray Rice jersey.
That's a good deal. I mean, you might as well get something out of it. Get something out of it besides a black eye.
Wow. So, but on that note, we do just want to say thank you to the listeners for our first podcast.
Yeah, thanks for listening to this.
Myself, Seneca, William Wallace, Dahmer, Jeff, as well as my man Kipes on the mics. And BT Brick Cromley, thank you for listening to our first episode. We have a lot coming. We've got Barack Obama coming in as a co-host. We've also got a lot of other names, big names coming in. So please listen on. Visit us at rcrradio.com. Kipes, you got anything for me on Twitter?
No, we're all good.
All right. So visit us on Twitter at RiverCityRant on Twitter.com. Thank you so much, and we love you guys. We're out.